Hi, and welcome to the Expansive Podcast. My name is Eric Kruger, and on the other end, I have John Sane, who you'll be hearing from soon, not just yet. Before we get to John, today we are answering a listener question. And this is something we've been wanting to do for a while, and we've been receiving many reviews, and thank you for that. So this is going to be a question that has come from the reviews. So if you want your question answered on the podcast, then that's the way to do it. Leave us a quick review, two or three sentences, pop your question in there, and we're always having a look at those, so we'll be happy to answer the question. So this is from Francois, and he says, as a work psychologist, I have the gift to assist companies and employees every day. I am forever searching for content that enables me to do this better every week. As I move through every episode, I am so challenged by this wisdom. Thank you for adding incremental usefulness with every podcast. I would love your thoughts on how to balance building a personal brand with building a business. And then he says that, John, the one quote that you have left with us in one of the episodes, stop focusing on a to-do list and create a to-be list, has been one of his favorite quotes from the episodes. So, John, hi, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you for having me.
So, cool, dude. What do you think about this? Where do you want to start with answering that question? I think it's an amazing question to answer, very relevant for both of us in the way that we've gone about structuring our lives. And I have quite a few thoughts around this. But I'll throw it over to your side first. Building a personal brand. And I know that, sorry, just to give more context, also he sent me a message on Instagram. And the question is really building a personal brand versus building a scalable business. So where would you start in answering that question?
Well, firstly, thank you so much for the question. I think it's a very, very important question in this day and age, because I think the understanding of personal brand, and if we just start with personal brand first, and then we'll get to scalability. No other time in the history of humanity has personal brand been so important. And the truth is that we are seeing an upswing of movements happening from the ground up, a swelling from personal brands into global movements. And if you just look at what Greta did for the green movement and the Black Lives Matter movement and so many Me Too movements, all of it coming from a sort of the bottom of the sort of, or not the bottom, but not from the top down. It used to be Oprah and Larry King and all these people that used to give out the messages. And now what we have is the opportunity to develop movements. Now, in my new book, I've got a chapter called Arriving Before You Arrive. And what it's about the influence that you have before you engaging with your clients, your potential clients, consumers, whatever it may be, is how do you arrive before you arrive? And your personal brand is something that we now have an opportunity to build like never before, because there's no gatekeepers. You don't have to be on TV. You don't have to be on newspapers. You and I can just make videos and launch them, and hopefully people like them and they can share them. For example, right now in this podcast, what are we doing? We're sharing the things we research, developing our personal brands, creating more influence, et cetera, et cetera. So if we just look at personal branding, and my biggest sort of question to a lot of my friends is, for example, I've got a friend right now who wants to start a business. She needs funding and she wants to set up a partnership with a chef. And she's got this, I'm not going to talk about the business itself, but I said to her, I said, why don't you develop a personal brand online talking about the passion you have around this business? What will happen inadvertently, you'll have partners coming to you, investors coming to you, because what you've done is you've built trust along the way. I have another friend who has a gym here in Dubai, and it's an incredible place. It's called Platform Studio. And my friend Stuart, I was having the same discussion with him this morning when I was cycling. I was like, you know, if you build a personal brand and a stronger personal brand, you'll attract better trainers, more investors, more customers. Because while you're building a personal brand, it's never about selling. It's always about adding value. And when you go about building trust and adding value, what you do is you arrive before you arrive.
I love
that.
You
don't have to ever sell.
That's a great phrase.
So you tell me about personal branding, and then we'll get to scalability.
So I think, you know, personal branding has played a very big role in both our journeys. And for me, it's, if I look at many of the very popular people out there at the moment, it seems to me like they built their personal brand first, and then off the back of that, they built their business. And the reason why I think building your personal brand first is a good idea is because it gives a name and a face to something that people can actually resonate with. You know, we don't resonate with businesses, but we do resonate with a Gary Vaynerchuk and with a Lewis House and like all these sort of influences that have come out of the internet on the past
social
couple
media
of years.
Phase.
And so what they've done is they've built their personal brands, and off the back of that, they built scalable businesses. And I think what a personal brand is really good at is that there's mobility to it and there is transferability to it. So when you've built your personal brand, whether you are launching a book or whether you're going to speaking or whether you're launching Future Self Academy or whether you're launching anything, any other business,
yeah,
you bring that personal brand with you. Whereas you can't do the same with a business, right? Like you can't take, I can't even like sort of articulate that, because you can't take a business and take the business brand and say, cool, let me pivot it to something completely different. Cause people don't, people in their brains can't make that leap. Like we can't say Vodacom and say, oh, Vodacom now sells cars. Like that, our brains just can't go there.
Yeah.
But we can take a person. Richard Branson can sell you an airline ticket and then the next day sell you on something else. So I think that's one of the real valuable things for me about building a personal brand, is that it allows you to build a business off the back of that that can scale. And I don't think, well, I do think that the reverse can also work. You can build a scalable business in complete obscurity and then sell it and all of a sudden be an overnight sensation. All of a sudden you have a lot of clout and you have all of the credibility that comes with it. And then you have a personal brand that you can use. So perhaps the big thing for me here is that when we have these kind of questions, it's almost quite binary, you know, like you have to do one or the other, but I think you can do them concurrently.
Well, listen, I mean, I think of course you can. And you said something a little bit earlier, businesses can't build that sort of fan base. It really depends on the leader. And I'm glad you used Virgin, because Virgin is a brand based on a leader. Mm. It's so connected to him, you know? So I think a brand can also develop its own personality once it's had a leader behind it that has been able to create that sort of personality. Mm. If you remember what Body Shop did many, many years ago, when it was the first brand that was using products from villages in Africa and honey from here. And remember, that was back in the 90s. It really set the tone. So brands can do that, but it's always based on the authenticity of the leader behind it, you know? But now what we have to also realize before we get to scalability is personal branding is not just about making some odd video about something that you discovered. Or I get perturbed by that people are just trying to do whatever. Everybody's a motivator and everybody's this. Mm. That's not the point. The point is you need to create unique genius. A personal brand is based on your absolute unique authenticity, because if it's not, you're just a version of something else. You're a bland copy of something else. And that is exactly the opposite of what you should be doing on a personal branding exercise. And so before you begin a personal branding exercise, and unfortunately, I see a lot of young people trying to build personal brands, and it's always just a copycat of something else. And I always think to myself, it's not unique enough. So before you start developing a personal brand, understand that uniqueness and authenticity and clarity on what you're trying to do has to be so you, 100% you. Mm. And people buy into that authenticity. So personal branding equals authentic genius character traits.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So we have to bank that, right?
Mm.
Now, what happens when you develop such a unique skill, and your unique skill is based on your curiosity, your intentionality and fascination with a subject is always what's going to make you unique. It's the combination of X, Y, and Z that you love so much. And in that unique factor, you develop trust, characteristic, and skills. And it's those skills that you start developing that a few things start to happen. One, because of those skills, you start connecting the invisible dots between different subjects that nobody else can, because that's your unique skill. Two, you have businesses and brands out there that start recognizing your skill and come to you with a business and say, look, this is the business we want to do. We want you part of it. Now, when we talk about that's just gaining the traction and trust of other business parties in the world that want to come and work with you because of your unique character and personal brand, and that you've built trust over time. Now, The trick is what business do you want to choose to go into? Because scalability is not just every business. It's only some businesses that got this opportunity to be exponential platforms that connect people A to B, or they've got the ability to be exponential. Mm. And I'll use Future Self Academy as an example, because my friend Mark and Lisa, my friends Mark and Lisa, who own Future Self Academy with me, we're partners with it. This is exactly what happened. You know, Mark and I have been friends for 30 years since we were young. And Mark and I have been watching each other online. And he's been watching what I've been doing. I've been watching what he's been doing. And he came to my book launch for Foresight, where you were MC. And he phoned me the next day and said, look, I think we should be building a course, a platform to turn books into courses. And I was like, absolutely, I agree. And together, we've come together to put this business together, which is incredibly scalable. And the scalability is based on my personal brand, but got nothing to do with my personal brand. Mm. But it's got everything to do with my personal brand. Do you understand? My personal brand got 20 South African top authors to come and trust us and work with us. It's given us the opportunity to work with some major publishers that have come on board. But the scalability factor wasn't me creating the scalability, but understanding a scalable business is what I wanted to get into, and then having the partners around me that had the scalable skill sets. Mm. And so for me, it's about building authentic genius and then having the eye to look for scalable businesses and finding the partners that can complement your skill sets and the way you go about building your brand. Mm. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. And I think what's important from what you've just said is that there's a very distinct connection, but also disconnection, right? In that your brand drives it, but it's not reliant on your brand. And I think that's where people get caught up, is that they think, if I build my personal brand first, down the line, do I get to step back from my business or not? You see, like, because that's the idea, right? Is that we want to, and I mean, to a large degree, this is something that I've thought about a lot, because at the moment, I'm not trying to build a business, in that I'm not trying to employ people actively as coaches or as facilitators. And I've actually made peace with that for the next 5 years, I'm building my brand. That's my focus. And if along the way I become busy enough that I need to get other coaches in or I need to get facilitators in, that's okay. But that's not my focus. My focus is me and the way I can raise my rates in terms of speaking and coaching, the kind of caliber people that I work with, all these kind of things. And I know that as I push my personal brand, it's going to make it so much easier to then go into the business off the back of that. But I think the question that people have is, you know, I don't want to be tied to my business. I want to be able to go away and like still make money. And I think that's where this thing comes in, because then if my personal brand is the thing driving it and I step away, it can't run without me. And potentially down the line, I can't sell it.
No, but you're not talking about personal brand. You're talking about personal operational operations and personal brand are totally different.
No, I agree, but I'm saying but I mean, I think there's certain businesses that gets driven by the personal brand, and so where people, for example, you might get to a point where if I was building my brand out, people will come and say, well, I want Eric to coach me. I don't want one of Eric's coaches to coach me. I want Eric to coach me, and obviously my time isn't scalable. So then you start employing different coaches, and now the idea is that you get them to coach, but they're not you. So
yeah,
because of that, there's a bottleneck. So I think that's the challenge for people.
Well, that's the bottleneck of thinking, is that thinking that they need to be, they don't need to play that role. You know, I'm not playing the John Sarno role in Future Self Academy. I'm playing the role of a chief exponential officer that brings in partnerships, brings in authors, the sort of strategic sales and marketing aspect of it. And then step away, because there's people around me to want to be able to do that, you know? So I think they are not necessarily, you're not doing your personal brand in the scalable business. So you were just using coaches as an example. That's not necessarily the scalable business you're going to be in, Eric, because I had no idea that Future Self Academy was going to be my scalable business. I didn't know, but I knew that if I carried on building my personal brand and I had the capacity to want to build a business that was globally active and that was able to get us sort of really recognized on a global stage, I knew I wanted that. I didn't quite know what or how it was going to be happening, but I put my head down and I focused on writing 3 books in 1 year, and that gains traction, respect from the marketplace of trust and wanting to align. And that's the thing, you know. And I think the important thing is when you've developed your personal brand to a certain stage, you need to hustle like an absolute animal for the first couple of years until you get the momentum going. And then you need to become very clear and distinctive of now protecting your personal brand. Now, you know, I was on the beach earlier and I was thinking about this conversation we were going to be happening, because earlier we spoke about the topics we wanted to chat today. I remember about 3 years ago when I kind of started this journey, I wanted to see the CEO of South Africa's largest property management group. I'm not going to say their name. And he gave me half an hour to go and see him. And at that stage, I was talking to anybody that would give me half an hour to an hour just to explain to them the way I thought and what I wanted to share and what my thinking was. And, you know, he still is a really nice guy. And he was a really nice guy back then. But he would not return any of my emails, any of my calls after that half an hour. And that happened a lot, you know, because I suppose, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, nobody wanted to know about innovation. Everything was kind of ticking along and that sort of vibe. They booked me about 6 months ago. I couldn't make it to the night of their event. They changed the event to fit in with my diary. That is personal branding at its best. Because when it happened, I had this grin on my face because it was happening. But you need to become very clear about protecting your personal brand once you've got it there. And there's no easy silver bullet. The silver bullet is hard graft to get it in front of as many people as possible to share your unique genius. That's the key. Because if you sound like somebody else, you're never going to get another opening there, you know?
It's personal, right? Isn't that, that's all, it's personal.
Wow. You're so right. She's been staring in our face this whole time. Personal branding. Personal. Yeah, you're right. Wow. But Thank you.
So, I feel like where we're at is what we're essentially saying, or at least my perspective on it, is that you can go either way. Like, do you need a personal brand? Is it an absolute must? No. Like, you can go and build your brand and, or your business brand, and you might hit, you know, 50 to 100 employees, and like, you're making a ton of money, and like, no one ever knows about you on social media, and that's fine. Like, I mean, we know of so many people who are billionaires. Like, they are operating at the most insane level. I was listening to a conversation over the past weekend about a company that's doing 500 bar a month. And like, I've never heard of them. And of course you've never heard of them, because like, the world is big and there's so many people doing amazing things. You can't hear about them all. So it almost doesn't matter if that's the route you want to take. You can build big things and be unknown, and that's okay. If you want to go the personal branding route, then that's also okay. And there's a lot of value and benefit in going that route and knowing that it acts like a magnet. It attracts the right kind of people to you, the right kind of opportunities to you. And concurrent with that, you can build your business. And concurrent with that, your personal brand becomes currency that you get to use in your business. Because it, you know, when in the beginning of the year, I remember us also speaking about this, because I have two brands, right? I have Eric Kruger and I have Mental Performance Lab. Mental Performance Lab is the sort of formalization of the coaching and the speaking. No one resonates with a Mental Performance Lab. That's not what gets them going, wow, you know, like writing a blog from the Mental Performance Lab versus writing a blog post from Eric Kruger, very, very different, very different feel. So I feel what I'm that, and that's exactly why I've decided to commit to this route, 5 years building my personal brand. And on the back end of that, Mental Performance Lab will come to fruition. And, you know, like you said, also it might be something different. But to me, I hope Francho has gotten some value from this episode, is that whether you can go the personal brand route, you can go the business route, or you can do both at the same time. I think you have to find what works for you. That's kind of where I'm at with this question.
Well, you know, the thing is it's personality driven.
Yeah.
You know, some people's personality just don't want to be on stage. They like to be behind the scenes. And some people like to be stealth bombers. And some people like to be operating in the dark. And that's absolutely fine. It's not for everybody. But I think Francois was asking this question because of himself, obviously, and saying, well, look, I'm a psychologist. How do I scale this, you know? And I think the truth is he has to get his personal brand better known and build the capacity for the type of business he wants to have, and then let the universe bring stuff to you. You don't have to be that descriptive. And again, it doesn't have to be in line with exactly what you're doing. Like you were saying, you don't have to have 15 coaches below you. You know, Tony Robbins does. Doesn't mean you have to. You can have a different type of business. You don't even know what it may be, you know? So I think also be open to that scalable aspect. But again, never been easier to have a personal brand. Never been easier to build scalable businesses. I'm actually starting a book now called Capitalism Without Capital. And it's about this idea that you can build businesses for almost nothing these days, you know? And so we've got this new opportunity to do that. And personal brand has got a lot to do with it. And the other thing that's got a lot to do with it is your power to code. If you're a coder, you can build things in stealth and deploy them and test them. And, you know, coding is like, you know, I was actually listening to a podcast about coding, and they were saying it's, you know what coding is? It's the language of the robots. It's the language of AI. And so it's you just learning this language of this other technology that's now arriving. So if you're a coder, you don't have to have a personal brand. And most probably don't have a personal brand, you know. I'm not a coder, so I have a personal brand.
And, you know, what I just end off with is, if you're going to go that route, invest in it, you know, and that's something that we do quite actively from a time point of view, from a like mental energy point of view, in terms of, because I mean, you come into SA now, you're doing a new shoot, and you've been speaking about this and researching it, and it's everything to do with the way that you want your brand to be perceived moving forward. And we were even talking about the way that that the cover looks, and you know, the old John versus the new John. And I know, for example, for myself, same thing. Like I look at pictures from like a year or two ago, and I realized my brand had a different feel to it versus now. So we're investing actively from a design point of view, but also from a more coaching point of view, you know, in terms of the way that we want our brands to be perceived. I think also from a research point of view.
No, but also researching, you know, writing new books. You both of us are writing more books. What is that? That's a hell of a lot of research that's going in there to redesign our language, our messaging. So it's fresh. That's always on mark. So yeah, just put in as much effort as you can so that.
And look for ways to align your brand with other brands that make sense for you. Because, and I think that's something I appreciate about your journey as well, John, is that you, even though, you know, I think your brand is become really powerful, you're still looking for ways to improve it and still looking for new things to add to it. And I think that's what makes a brand powerful, is that we can iterate and iterate and iterate and build and build and build on it. And like, because of that, there's just more things that come your way and becomes this beautiful snowball effect. So
thank you, man. Yeah, it's great.
Thank you. Do you think we answered the question?
Yeah, well, I mean, what a wonderful subject for being expansive.
Amazing.
I mean, that's really quite it, right? Yeah. Personal branding and being scalable is actually really all about expansiveness. And that's exactly what we call this. What a great name.
Listen, thank you for your input and enjoy Dubai. And we'll see you again soon.
I look forward to it, man. Okay, ciao.
Bye-bye.